Audio Renaissance presents The Christmas Promise by Donna Van Leer. Read for you by the author.
The Christmas Promise. What do we live for if not to make the world a less difficult place for each other? George Eliot. Prologue. Present day. A fresh blanket of snow fell last night. Sparkling white mounds sit on top of the shrubs outside my kitchen window. I fall into a chair at the table and pour cream into my coffee. My friend Jack is working on a car in my driveway. I can see his breath in the air. I haven't known Jack long, only a year. The Year of Wonders, I call it. I'm still trying to piece the year together, but I don't think I ever will. Maybe I'm not supposed to. That's the beauty of the mystery. When I was a young mother in Georgia, I loved to see the Christmas season begin. The day after Thanksgiving, I'd put in my favorite cassette of songs with Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Burl Ives, and the sounds of Christmas would fill our home as I hauled down the wooden nativity set from the attic along with a battered fake tree. My children and husband and I would decorate it, and by the time we were finished, it was always icicle-heavy and bulb poor. But we took pictures as if the tree were standing on the White House lawn. One winter, my youngest son Matthew pressed his nose to the living room window and watched the snow fall, covering our lawn. "Now it's Christmas," he had said. "Snow doesn't make Christmas," I had said.